yeah, quick good person test, only a few questions. We'll see how good you are, you know? Would you like that?
Sure.
Yeah, have you ever told a lie?
Maybe a little one.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, any kind of size, big, medium, little, all kind of counts. Kind of like, I guess, if you go to Wendy's and get the biggie size, you know, you're still getting the soft drink, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it counts even if you get the mini kid size. So, yeah, what do we call people that tell lies?
A liar.
A liar, yeah. Have you ever stolen anything?
I'm sure I have before.
Yeah, so would that be a yes?
Yeah, that would be a yes.
Okay. So what would that make you?
A thief.
Thief, okay. You want to stop this point or move on a little further?
Well, we can stop this point. One thing I have noticed is the eye contact that you're making.
Mm-hmm.
You're keeping your eyes locked on his. Now, in some cultures, that might be offensive, but since in our society, in American society, that's a normal thing. You're keeping the eye contact with a person because it's showing you're respecting them. You know, if you're looking away or you're looking at the floor, you're not really talking to him. It says that why would he want to be here listening to you talk if you're saying with your body language that you don't want to be here?
Mm-hmm.
So another thing is the hand gestures. You know, you're making forward moving gestures. Nothing that, you know, you're not kind of, you know, all tight and rigid. But by the fluid movements you're making, you're showing how comfortable you are talking about these things. And that should make him a little bit more comfortable as well.
But if I'm invading his space, then I need to probably do less hand gestures, maybe?
Yeah. Well, see, we're at a good distance right now of...
we're about, what, 4 feet apart?
About 4 feet apart. You know, if you were in a crowded place, you wouldn't want to do that, of course. Or if you're all the way... I don't imagine you'd be farther apart than this for a casual conversation. But you wouldn't want to, you know, doing those things would seem odd.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be a good distance like you are right now.
Now, what about eye contact? If I'm, like, looking at him and freaking him out, what kind of signals will he give me that I'm making too much eye contact?
It would be that he'll start looking away. If you have him in a stare down, he's going to get uncomfortable, and he's going to start looking away himself. You're going to see that. You're going to see his body start to tighten up a little bit. He'll start looking away from you. Just his, and in his face, he'll, you know, you can, when you look at a person, you can tell whether or not they're interested in what you're saying, whether or not they feel comfortable with you. A smile's a big thing. If you can get them to smile, that's a big
thing. Yeah, that's right. We try to tell a little joke, be funny. You know, sometimes it's a bad joke. They might, you know, be gracious and laugh anyway or smile. You know, one thing about eye contact is sometimes people are keeping more eye contact with me than I am with them because I'm trying to remember stuff, so my eyes are, you know, bouncing around a bit. So when that happens, I'm like, okay, I need to focus more on keeping my eyes straight. So for me, it means talking slower, taking a breath, so that rather than the darting eyes, I use a little more time to help me remember.
Right.
Right, should we go on a little further here? Okay,
please.
So...